Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Five one is our text number. Please wash your hands. Jim Clockley. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Well, you have, and I want to congratulate you, Jim, because when we got your communication, I think early this morning, Fergus saw it, we immediately went back to what the prize bond organisation, the National Treasury Management Authority, who now run the prize bonds. And in their statement, which they released to say that from February the 4th, next week, the prize bond fund would be reduced. Okay? Yeah. And we'll photograph this statement, and it is an incredible example of not telling the full story. Because when you walk through this statement, and journalists have picked it up, they say the prize bond fund, journalists have, and you do it, you compute it. I'll show people how you add it up from this statement. The prize fund bond fund, as I'm from next Monday, is down 1 million a year. But you contest, and you believe the prize bond fund is down by how much, Jim?
It's down by actually 6 million.
Okay, you're saying, what? Well, this is a cover up then. I just want to go through their statement again. Okay, there's new prizes. Okay, the new prizes are four to quarter of a million. That's 1 million a year. Okay, four times a year, 1 million. Okay, add 1 million to top prize in the all weekly draws is 50k. That's by 52 weeks. I think that brings it up to two. That adds 2.6 million. Okay? And the other weekly prizes are 10 of 1,000. Okay? Yeah. So that's 10,000 a week. That's what?
520,000
a year. 10 of 500, and the remaining prizes are 50. But now you read that's the new prizes. Okay? And they also list the old prizes. Now, this is hard for me to try and explain without a whiteboard in every kitchen and car and factory and office in the country that's listening. The old prizes, 2 1 million prizes. Okay? That's 2 million. That's the exact same, when you read it, as the four, you're down 1 million from the four, the big drop is the four quarter of a million ones. So it's down, there used to be 2 1 million prizes in June and December. They're now gone, and they're saying we four a quarter of a million. So that's 1 million gone out of the prize fund, right? Then they say the top prize in all of the weekly draws was 50,000. The top prize in all of the weekly draws from now on is 50,000. No change. Okay? The other weekly prizes were 10 of 1,000. The new arrangement, the other weekly prizes are 10 of 1,000. No change. Okay? The other prizes are, weekly was 10 of 500 quid. In the old system, the new system is 10 of 500. And bingo, the old system was 10 of 500. No change. So where have you discovered the missing 5 million euro that the prize bond NTMA didn't tell us about?
It's quite simple, okay. Joe. A 6-year student in primary school could calculate on a 4 billion, which is the total amount of prize bonds purchased.
The fund,
according to the newspaper report. Okay. The fund that the NTMA control is 4 billion.
Okay.
The interest rate on which the prizes are calculated is 0.5% of that amount.
Okay.
And that has been dropped to 0.35%.
Aha, okay.
The difference of But the difference of 0.15% on 4 billion.
Yeah.
A simple calculation, 1% of 4 billion is 40 million.
Right.
And 0.15% of 40 million is 6 million.
Okay.
That's straightforward.
So
40 times 0.1.
Okay.
Just finish. So it's 5 million. Now, just to, it's a simple thing. I don't want to bamboozle the listeners by listening to all the things. There are only 21 prizes per week.
Okay.
Greater than 50 euro.
Okay.
Only 21. 10 500s, 10 1000s, and one 50,000 per week.
Per week, okay.
So they have dropped out at one, they've dropped both of the two 1 million prizes at the end of June and at the end of
December. Yeah, they save a million there.
So they replaced it with four 250.
Yeah.
Now, the balance of the prize fund, other than those 21 prizes each week, is split into 50 euro prizes.
Okay.
Now, when you calculate, the total prize fund in the year is reduced now from 20
million
per year to 14 million.
Okay, well spotted.
What's disappeared is
a million out of the top prize, which they point out, well, which you can compute yourself from their very short statement. You're saying that 5 million is gone out of the prize bond annual fund on the 50 quid ones.
Oh, it's gone on all the other prizes, which are all 99.5% of the prizes. Are 50 euro, only 50 euro. Just let me finish.
Okay.
Joe. Prior to this, about approximately 5,600 odd prizes each week were of 50 euro.
Okay. I didn't know that.
That will now drop. We have lost 100,000 50 euro prizes per annum by the drop in the interest.
Okay.
100, that's what I want to concentrate the listeners' attention to. We are losing 100,000 50 euro prizes, which is approximately 2,000 every Friday. Friday, it's dropped from 5,623
prizes, most of which are
3,700.
So there's 2,000 prizes gone on this day every week.
Every week from whenever the start of the reduction is.
But Jim, it's a draw. Why do you care?
Well, I have quite a few of the prize bonds.
Okay.
No, it wasn't anything. I'm fortunate. I have a good few. I'm 83 years of age. I've built up a reasonable few, and I get a few £50 prizes during the year. My purpose in ever writing to the paper or getting the Joe Duffy show on is to acquaint the rest of the people of what's not right.
Okay.
And I think it's ill-advised of the NTMA to spin through the media in the last 2 or 3 days that we're losing £1 million in prizes.
That's what you've heard. That's what I heard.
Oh, that's all
and
it
that,
is
and that
on
is
the,
a perfect,
on the media.
But because that is a perfectly legitimate computation from the prize bond press release.
That's all you would read from the press release that you've lost a million.
Yeah, this is for listeners again. New prizes, 250,000, March, June, September, December. Top prize in all weekly draws is 50k. No change, I'm adding. The other weekly prizes are 10 of 1,000. No change, I'm adding, which is correct. 10 of 500. No change, I'm adding. And all remaining prizes are 50 quid. Then when you go into the old prizes, apart from the million dropped from the four monthly one, the old prizes read the exact same as the new prizes. Top prize, 50k. Other weekly prize, 10 of 1k, 10 of 500. And all remaining prizes are 50 quid. What you're saying is they've whipped 55 million a year out of all remaining prizes are 50 quid.
Oh, well they've whipped 6 million a year.
Yeah, totally.
The fund of the prizes at the end of the year will be down by 6 million.
But what was reported was, on the basis of the NTMA press statement, was that the prize fund was down 1 million.
Of course.
There's no reference to 6 million in this whatsoever.
No. Well, it's just in
the
figures.
So does this mean, surely prize bonds you if you put in 100 quid, 100 euro in January, you can get it out, can't you? The next January, you get 100 quid back and you might you might have won a prize. Now, the chances of winning a prize are going down dramatically. Yeah. What will you do with your prize bonds?
Well, I have quite a few, so
yeah,
I have to
move
the few shekels around because there's such a low... at my age, I've accumulated a certain amount of cash.
Right.
That exceeds what a bank will guarantee.
Okay.
And therefore, instead of having stuff spread all over the place, I said, well, I'd put it into prize bonds. It's guaranteed by the state, which it is. Although the state holds 200 billion, so how it can guarantee a single penny, I don't know. But it's there, and I'm content. I'm content. I just wanted to raise the issue of the hidden information. And that's
That's
100,000, that's the figure. 100,000 50 euro prizes will be on because of the reduction in the interest rate from 0.5 to 0.35, which sounds small g's to the layman.
Why wouldn't the foremost and the NTMA and then NAMA, I know they're completely different in one sense, but the NTMA have done PR wise in terms of Michael Summers' tenure was argued, and I've no reason to dispute this. The general sense was it was a very, very good tenure, that they do make good investments, that the money they place on the loans they ask for on the market or the bonds or whatever are snapped up internationally because they've done such a good job. So why wouldn't the NTMA say baldly, this means that the prize fund will drop 6 million euro per annum? They don't say that.
Well, that's the bad news.
Yeah, but it is the true news.
It is the true news. The news is...
Let them argue why it dropped, about interest rates and whatever you have yourself. Now,
well, they should have said the prize fund will drop 6 billion.
6 million.
6 million, sorry, I beg your pardon, 6 million. That's right, 6 million.
Okay. Will you sell your prize bond? Will you cash in? You don't sell. Will you cash in your prize bond?
I got a reasonable return on them last year.
Okay.
All I can get in the post office now is 0.05% of money. Now, money drops, I don't know, the cost of living drops probably the best part of 2% a year, I think. And the most you can get in the bank is less than 0.1%, which is nothing after dirt is taken out of it.
Okay, so you're going to leave your money.
Virtually nothing.
You're going to leave your money in prize bonds
for the moment. Yeah,
so,
for the moment.
But your main,
I'd have to consider it.
Okay, but your main argument is, why didn't the NTMA, a state body, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, about the drop in the prize fund? That the way issued this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 line, this, now maybe there's more detail, but this is what we have. Press release from NTMA, they have a PR company, that's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines, and they don't say in the 8 lines that the prize fund is actually down 6 million, because when you add up the new prizes versus the old prizes, the difference you will find reading it is 1 million. But when you read it forensically and you interrogate that phrase, which appears in both new and old prizes, all remaining prizes are 50 quid. It appears in both paragraphs, and the previous paragraph, all the prizes that stay the same are the same except the top one. So you fall into this computation where you work it out. Any journalist would work it out at 1 million, which is what a lot of people have done, but you've worked it out at, it's actually 6 million. So why didn't they tell us?
Well, that's, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Now, hang on, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
What did you do in real life when you were? Were you an accountant or a banker? Or
no,
you should have been. You should have been running the bank.
No, I was an electrical engineer.
Okay.
Engineer.
So you're good with figures and charts and.
Oh, I'm very good mathematically, but this could be done by a kid out of primary school.
You keep saying that. I don't know whether you're getting at me when you say that, Jim. I take your
point. No, but you could do.
Could we ask the child
to work out.
Okay, well,
what is the loss in prize money if you drop the interest rate from 0.5?
Well, you've generated, as an electrical engineer, you've generated a response from NTMA.
Right. That's right.
The total prize.
What did they say?
The total prize bond fund. I can hardly read it, so small.
Yeah.
Will fluctuate with change the total amount invested in prize bond, the rate applied to the prize fund. Based on the amount currently invested in prize bonds of approximately $4 billion and the change in rate applied to the prize fund from 0.5% to 0.3%. The prize fund, have we got, Mark, have we got any congratulatory music to go along with Jim's discovery? The NTMA have just told us the prize fund, Jim, will reduce from approximately 20 million per annum to 14 million per annum. Stand up, Jim Clockley. Come to the platform. And the award.
It's not the only one of the NTMA's fault. I fought them for the last year.
Oh, good luck.
Because this time last year, they introduced a sneaky little statutory instrument in December of 2019, which said that from the 1st of February last year, by an arrangement, I won't go into the details, very straightforward, the paying out company, which is FEXCO down in Kerry, who paid the prize bond.
They could
decide the manner in which the prize bond was paid.
Full stop.
And what the NTMA decided through their agent was to stop paying your 50, your, let's call it a miserable 50 for argument's sake.
Your miserable 50 euro
prize, which you have only a less than a half of 1% chance of winning, or even less than that prize any week.
Okay.
Very small chance. But we won't issue that. And they, as far as I'm concerned, and my correspondence will convey, and they don't accept, they decided that they will not send you a check for your 50 euro.
Okay.
Unless you give them your bank account details.
Right.
I have refused to do that.
Why?
It's just, I'm an astute kind of person. I don't give my bank account details to any, as most people do now. And Fergus on your show said to me last year, sure, everyone does that. But I don't.
The reason I don't do it,
and I correspondence with the NTMA last year, fought them. So instead, what they do is they will issue you with 8 prize bonds instead of your 50 euro.
So the all remaining prizes are not 50 euro, they're prize bonds worth 50 euro.
Well, they will transfer your money into your bank account if you win it.
If you're willing to give them your bank
account. But, Joe, my point is every Friday there are currently, before the drop comes, there are currently over 5,500 winners of 50 euro.
Yeah.
From
next Friday.
From next Friday, that'll drop to 3,700.
So that's...
The interest rate starts. I thought it said, the paper said it'll happen from March. It doesn't matter. Let me finish the point, Joe, just so that you'll have it clear. Getting eight certificates, a certificate for 8 prize bonds, which I don't want.
Yeah.
My late wife bought 3 prize bonds back in the 60s, one for herself and one for each of my 2 beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
They are now my property because she passed away about 5 years ago. They have never, ever won a prize in 50, 60, 70 years.
Have you ever won a prize on the prize bonds?
Oh, I have. I've got quite a few now because I've quite a few of them.
Oh, okay.
But if you have it means every Friday.
Yes, I know.
They set out to collect if they haven't already got them. And they're getting them now. 5,000, because every Friday it's a different 5,000, more than likely, or a large number, or more than the... they're getting the bank account details of them every Friday.
Yeah, but what's the harm? It is the state.
This is a private company.
FEXCO, a private company. They won the contract, yeah.
And the NTMA is a state company.
Okay. Which, you
so
know,
behind it all, okay, they're gathering everybody's bank account details.
Yeah,
now, I didn't think it'll be... no one has to have a bank account law.
Oh, that's
you don't
true.
Need it.
That's a good point.
Well, you don't need it.
Okay, so you're saying NTMA doesn't stand for National Treasury Management Agency. It stands for Not Telling Me Anything.
You could say that.
And that's our press statement today. NTMA, Not Telling Me Anything.
I know at least the money's guaranteed, but it's. I just thought the people.
No, it's like they should.
They wouldn't normally pick up on it. A lot of people could, and I'm sure there's other than I. Will have done the same thing and just aren't bothered.
But
if you've got 100,000 drop in prices is an awful lot compared to talking about one.
Well,
they spoke about one drop in the price and replacing it by four smaller prices.
Yeah, and in truth.
I didn't mention this will also mean 100,000.
And it means is for every, what it means is for every 200 quid, for argument's sake, won last year, they're giving out 140 quid this year. Isn't that right? It's a big drop. It's down from 20 million to 14 million. It's a big drop. It's a 60%. It's a one-third of a drop.
Every 200, they're down to 140, yeah.
So if you're running a raffle in your local GA club every Friday and the top prize every week was 200 quid and you said from next week it's going to be 140 quid, you'd be run out of town.
I realise that if they...
Hilary Lahan, stay there, Jim. Jim, stay there, please.
Hello.
Hilary, Jim is going back on his computer there. You'll probably discover where all the Anglo-Irish money went.
Listen,
if we give him 20 minutes.
Hilary,
what do you think of this?
Well, I had been having the discussion with somebody during the week about the prize bonds, actually, but I didn't realise now that it was down 6 million in the year. Incidentally... Now,
what did you think it was down?
I didn't think it was down at all. I thought that they were just distributing the second million.
No, the figure
that
was bandied about on the basis of the MTA not telling me anything statement was
but
1 million.
I wasn't worried about that, actually, because I thought we were still getting the same money. But one thing that your listener did not say to you, when we got those prize bonds initially, we'd say within the last 10 years, now I can't go back exactly, the prize wasn't €50 a week, it was 75. And then during the downturn, they reduced it. Well, the first ones, I won, I think, one or two, and somebody else I know won the same 75, and then they said they were reducing it to €50.
Okay.
So, and now we're not even going to get it, because I'd be like your previous listener, I wouldn't be giving my bank account or any of my business to anybody.
Okay.
Which leads to my what happened to me. I got my pension in the post office, and I said, take €100 now, and I'll buy €425.
Okay.
So they said, right, one for my husband.
That's not... Okay. So the prize fund has been going down.
Yeah. Oh, the prize fund has been going down, but I don't... Your listener didn't seem to notice that, or maybe he did. But I went down to buy four prize bonds, one for myself, one for my husband, my daughter and my son. I could buy three. I couldn't buy one for myself, because I didn't bring ID with me. Mind you, I'd just collected my pension from the post office. I said, I'm standing in front of you. You've given me the money to buy the prize bonds, but they couldn't sell them to me. So now, is that the country gone crazy?
Okay. Now, you see, in fairness to the NTMA, it's not a cover-up. I know we're being jocose here. But the point that Jim is making is, on the basis of the press release from the NTMA, any sentient being would work out that the prize fund is down 1 million on the basis of the old prize and the new prizes. But what Jim spotted was, and what Jim knew, is that when the variable interest rate used to calculate the prize fund would reduce by 0.15%, sounds very, very small.
I heard him.
So what Jim worked out is, hang on a minute, he said 0.15% is not 1 million, 0.15% of 4 billion is 20 million, and it's down to 14 million. James, your quick point, please.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call,
Thanks for making the call. Go ahead.
I would just like to agree with Jim, your previous caller. I actually discovered this a long time ago as well, as regards the prize bonds, issuing 8 extra prize bonds in lieu of your 50 euros cash prize.
So
they actually did this without our permission.
Okay.
So I would prefer my 50 euros, Joe. Jim is quite right. Why should we give our private details of our private bank account, our personal bank account, to this company?
And you can get a prize bonds for 50 quid, can you? That's the way it works.
That's what they do now. But they issued this new regulation, Joe, last year without our permission. I like Jim, have got some money invested there as well, too. And I did win quite a lot of 50 euros prizes. But suddenly it stopped. The checks stopped arriving. And you get the extra prize.
So what did you do? Did you take the extra prize?
Well, I didn't actually dispute it at the time, but I did ring up and complain.
Because it becomes a pain, doesn't it, trying to contact and...
But the point is, Joe, I would prefer my 50 euros rather than 8 extra prize bonds. I don't want any more.
Okay.
Could I come back in there, James? Thank you, James.
Yeah.
I tried this last year, but I couldn't get onto your show. What they did in the late December 2019 was issue a legal document through the directors of the NTMA, which becomes law if nobody in the Dáil raises any objections. So it became law.
Okay.
But it's entirely, as far as I'm concerned, in breach of the prize bond regulations themselves.
I agree.
And the act under which there is... Let me finish, please, Joe. There are only certain people authorised to buy prize bonds. The prize bonds must be bought by a person such as me or two such persons, and there's other categories. The prizes are delineated in cash, but somebody... I try to find out who is buying. They will use my 50 euro. If I won 50 euro of a prize today.
Yeah, okay.
8 prize bonds are purchased unlawfully by somebody in my name and the money retained by the NTMA, which they said they don't retain. But the prize bonds have to be bought from the NTMA only.
Okay, Jim.
No one else holds them. I'm very angry about it. They are issued by the NTMA under the legislation through a private organisation, FEXCO, which is a conglomeration of FEXCO and the Unpost.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want them to have my...
Just come back to the sting of it, which is why didn't the NT? Why is it being reported that the prize fund is down 1 million when it's down 6 times that amount, 6 million?
And
I'm going to ask you. But the NTMA put out a statement, which in truth was the truth, but the truth was hidden. Sorry, not deliberately. Now,
When you go into court and you're asked are you going to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Okay. Well, a bit of the truth isn't the truth. A bit of the truth isn't. To say the prize bond is being reduced by 1 million.
I don't know how much money. I hope you did make it because you deserve it with your brain and studying. I don't know how much you made out of the electrical engineering.
I know, I'm nothing.
You'd be an incredible barrister. An incredible barrister. You'd bring tears.
I should have gone to law.
You should. Elaine Fennelly, I have to move on. Elaine Fennelly. Jim Clockley has started this. No, it hasn't started. He's discovered that the prize fund, the prize bonds from next Monday, Tuesday, is going down from not 1 million a drop, but a 6 million drop. But everyone thought it was, well, people from their statement computed that it was 1 million, but you had to dig deeper. And now we have dug deeper, and the NTMA, through their PR company, have come back and said, yes, Jim is right. The prize fund will reduce from 20 million per annum to 14 million per annum. Elaine Fennelly, your quick point, please, Elaine.
My quick point, Joe, is my parents have always invested in prize bonds age 78 and 80. They have a joint prize bond and they got a letter saying future winnings in checks will be discontinued. You have to nominate a bank account. My parents don't have a joint bank account. They have separate ones. And they were put under huge pressure by prize bonds to go out at age 80 and 78 into a bank in the middle of COVID when our Prime Minister was telling us to stay indoors. Yeah. And they were under huge pressure to open a bank account. I was on to them numerous times. I had irate conversation, and as true as God, in the end, I threatened them with Liveline that if they didn't accept one of the bank accounts, I would go on Joe Duffy. And here I am.
And did he accept the bank account?
They did. Reluctantly, okay. In the end, they accepted my dad's bank account.
My nerves
account,
went for a minute.
It caused huge stress to my parents and to me, myself,
I'm sorry,
and my brother.
Yeah, especially in
trying
the,
to keep my parents indoors in a time when... And I'm just wondering, for other pensioners out there, the same must have happened to them. The audience of the prize bonds and the customers are predominantly older people, I'd imagine. Okay. And to be encouraging them to go out when they're being told to stay inside.
Well done, you. They shouldn't have, especially in the world we now live in, they shouldn't have, we're all told essential journeys only. An essential journey is not for two people with two individual accounts to go and open a joint prize bond account so they can get their 75 quid in cash or whatever, sorry, whatever they win.
Exactly,
but anyway, well done, Elaine Fennelly. Now, Jim Clockley.
Before I finish, Jim, you should have
been finished 20 minutes ago. Come here to let you know that each time
I got these certificates in the last 12 months,
yeah,
I've sent them back overwritten, unlawfully issued prize bond certificates, not bought by the addressee.
Okay.
Please pay me a cheque for the €50 by return.
Post. In the post.
Failure to do so may result in legal action. And every time I get a cheque.
Oh, good man. Jim.
The last one I lodged on Monday.
What I wanted to ask you was, do you invest money anywhere else? Do you know this whole thing that's going on with GameStop and short squeezing and Robin Hood? Have you followed that thing, that whole thing this week?
I have indeed,
if he wants to go home, he can head on home now. Jim will be on till 4:30, and if we mention it, just will you put Cormac and Sarah on standby for an evening off, because Jim will be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, Jim Clockley is the €6 million man. He's discovered, as he's pointed out, and he was brilliant at it, he discovered that the prize fund that's changing next week in our prize bonds, going for years and years and years, prize fund does change. But from the press statement, which a number of journalists picked up and worked out, it seems correctly from the press statement that the prize fund was down €1 million, and Jim discovered that the prize fund was down. Jim has revealed that the NTMA have agreed with him that the prize fund is actually down €6 million, not €1 million. Mary Kennedy is in Limerick.
Yes, hello, Joe.
You're listening to Jim.
I am, yes, and I totally agree with everything Jim said.
Yeah.
I am very unhappy about the way they have changed everything. I never agreed to any of that, Joe.
Yeah, well, they can change the prize fund.
They can, but they didn't ask me. Did I want to change? They're taking my €50 any time you win it.
And have you won €50?
I have, yes,
yeah,
Joe.
Okay.
They gave me a few old prize bonds. I'd much prefer the €50.
Well, there's 2,000 people. Next week, there'll be 2,000 people less every Friday winning. It goes down from 5,600 winning, 5,500 winning 50 quid to around 3,700. From 3,700, so 2,000 people less. And as Jim said, 99% of the prizes, if not more, in the prize bonds are of 50 quid. So you're saying you want to, when you win 50 quid, you want your 50 quid.
I want my 50 quid. And furthermore, Joe, when you do win the 50 and they give you the prize bonds, they don't tell you which prize bond won the €50. They give you as little information as possible.
They don't tell you. Sorry, they don't tell you.
Like, we'll say prize bond 10 won. They don't tell you that you won the 50 out of prize bond 10. You have to ring up and find out from them if you want to know which prize bond won.
Okay, why does that matter?
Well, you'd like to know what's your lucky prize bond and what one isn't.
Okay. And when you, but all you have to do is ring them and say, I want the 50 quid in a cheque into my hall door. I don't want it in prize bonds and I don't want
it. But Joe, they want my bank details and I don't like giving
out. They won't
do that. Okay.
I don't like giving out my bank details.
He listened to me completely at all. Okay.
Hillary, sorry, you give, Hillary.
Hello, am I still hang on here? That's what I'm wondering.
You were giving out about me there.
No, I said I don't know whether I'm to stay on or not because I didn't know whether anyone... I got a phone call to say somebody heard me on, but I don't know
sorry. I thought you were saying, was Joe Duffy listening to me at all? At all?
No, no. I was saying I didn't know whether to...
I thought you were saying I made that point earlier. That dope didn't hear me. But anyway, I know what you were saying.
I don't know whether to stay on or whether to go off.
Stay with us for a sec. Stay with us for a sec.
Yeah.
Because you're upset with this, with the 6 million drop.
I'm very upset about what I'm hearing now. But I'm very upset about them sending, even though I didn't win for a very long time, that they're not sending out the cheque because, like all the previous listeners, we prefer to have the cheque. We like to have control of what we own.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good points made by everyone. Mary Kennedy is in Limerick. Thanks, Mary. James in Dublin and Hilary Lahan in Cork. Good to meet you, Hilary. And Jim Clockley, thank you again, Jim. Did I ask you about Game? What's it called? Game Shop. GameStop. GameStop.
No, I'm not into gaming or anything.
No, I know that, but you know the whole the way they all millions of individual small people, so to speak, on Reddit and WhatsApp. They managed to go chasing the GameStop shares, and they whacked up the price, supply and demand, and that upset vulture funds who are banking on the price and the share price, literally banking on the share price of GameStop to drop, and it went up.
I'm afraid I don't buy bank shares or anything like that.
Jim, bear with me. And this is a serious question, and I understand the upset that it causes, and the more than upset, the health and the mental and physical health. Did you have money in Anglo-Irish?
Did I have?
Yes.
Actually, I didn't. I asked my wife at the time. We were going to invest it.
And what?
And my wife was a very astute woman.
Yeah,
I loved her dearly. Yeah, but she said, no, I don't think we should.
And did she say why? Because she was dead
No, she didn't.
She was dead
right. I'm a fairly reasonable, intelligent individual. I'm not brilliant, but...
She didn't, she didn't say...
I'm an average guy.
You've done a service today.
I happen to be an engineer, but that's just my take.
She didn't say it sounds too good to be true, Anglo-Irish.
Well, obviously she felt something in the wind. I don't know. I would have been one picking up when things are wrong, like the prize bond thing. I say wrong, I mean it in a general sense.
Yeah.
And that's why people are irate. My feeling last year was not for me, because when I rang the prize bond about sending me 8 bonds, which I didn't want and did not buy,
I know.
And they could not buy... Nobody could buy them except me or someone who bought them for me as a gift. Yeah. And it's a totally unlawful action on the part of the price bond company to do it. Now, just remember that.
I do.
What they said a year ago, you can send these bonds. I said, you can encash them. And the encashment form at the very top says, you can only encash after purchase after 90 days. And I said, that's a strange one.
3 months.
You're buying prize bonds for me, and I can only cash for 90 days. And they said, no, these ones you can cash right away.
Okay, so...
So I said, I'm not going to cash them because I didn't buy them.
Okay.
So I said, I'm not cashing them.
Okay.
You've issued this unlawful certificate unlawfully.
Okay, I take that. I see
saying they are unlawful, and I hope they're listening again.
God, I hope they're not
listening. Even though they say they're not. But these big companies like the NTMEA or the banks who say,
Jim,
they tell you their rules, and that is the end of it.
Well done. Well, Jim, well done. Well done. And thank you
Thanks
for contact.
All the time.
Now, Jim,
Joe,
how have you managed in the pandemic?
As my daughter was here this morning, the last year has just flown. It's hard. I miss doing the things I normally done. At my age,
yeah,
the people I my friends are, I've about two or three friends, other than my immediate family.
Oh, okay.
An extended family. I've had a few friends.
And what's gone? And golf or a card game or a
but
few
I enjoy,
or rugby?
I enjoy looking after myself. I do my own cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm quite a happy person.
Yeah,
but I don't like the fact that what we're heading for, and these are other programs you could do, about that there's no law says you have to have a bank account.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
but what can you do if someone gives you a check?
Okay, you've made that point, Jim.
No, that's a very difficult point.
Okay.
The banks have all our money.
Yeah.
Because it's paid into the banks every Friday or at the end of every month. The banks get it.
Okay.
We don't get it.
Okay, I hope it's, at one stage I didn't sound too short with you when I was
No, not at all, Joe.
Okay,
you're
Jim,
very good.
You mind yourself, Jim, and well spotted
you've
again.
You've heard it well, thanks very much indeed. I hope it gives people
the 6 million, the 6 million euro man, Jim Clockley. 5-1-5-1, one more John.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.